This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the price of American farmland may be heading for its first significant drop since the mid-1980s. MetLife Agricultural Finance says based on certain measurements, market conditions are the worst they've been since the farm crisis. AgriMoney.com says land prices likely will fall 20% from the top end that was established early last year. MetLife, which is one of America's largest ag mortgage lenders, said the slump will end sometime in 2018, blaming the pending downfall on low farm profits. MetLife expects corn and soybean prices to hit bottom next year, but the lower trend likely hangs on through most of 2017 because of record crop production this year. MetLife added that lower cash incomes will lead to a reduction in inflation-adjusted farmland prices in 2018, which is the first significant correction since the 80s. Recent data shows farmland prices in Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana dropping 3% from July through September of this year. In other news, scientists can now manipulate a plant's genes to help it use sunlight more efficiently. It's a breakthrough that could possibly lead to more food grown for an expanding world population. Photosynthesis is how a plant converts sunlight, carbon dioxide, and water into food, but the process is very inefficient, using only 1% of available energy. A plant's protective system kicks in when there's too much sunlight, allowing it to get rid of extra energy safely. Scientists genetically modified a part of that system and could increase leaf growth as much as 14 to 20%. An Associated Press article says the study was published last week in the journal Science. Scientists aren't turning the protective system off and on, they're just modifying the system to make the plant turn it on and off faster than normal. The study's lead author, Stephen Long, says now that they know how it works, it wouldn't be too hard to do it to other plants. He says if you look at other crops around the world, it would increase yields by many million tons of food. And we'll be back with more farm news after these messages. A Champaign-based company is helping farmers predict the future. Agrible, a company that was started by farmers, provides growers with database tools to help increase productivity, efficiency, and sustainability. Today we'll visit with Agrible's Director of Sales, Jason Little, about one of the main services they have to offer.
Really, Agrible got its start back in the late 90s, doing a lot of spatial rainfall consulting. So it was basically a grower or an elevator would have given us a number of geo-reference points, and then after a rainfall event, that rainfall amount would be recorded and sent out, and then a lot of times it was displayed on another company's website. It was always kind of in the background. A few years ago, 2 years ago or so, we decided to make a grower-facing tool, and from that, the Morning Farm Report was born. So that's our platform, and that's kind of how we got started. So we've been around a lot longer than anybody thinks. We've just been Agrible here for a couple years.
Well, I want to talk some more about what exactly it is that you do. I know you use a lot of data and technology, and I also find it interesting your staff is made up of some farmers as well. So maybe dive into that a little bit deeper.
Sure. We really are we're an ag company that kind of pivoted over into data. And what I mean by that is Chris, one of our founders, our CEO, grew up sod farm out in New Jersey. Bill Northcott, who's developing a lot of our cropping models and has written a lot of that side of things, also one of the founders. He's a sixth-generation grower from Onarga, Illinois. I actually grew up on a dairy farm in central Illinois. Believe it or not, there used to be dairy farms in central Illinois. So, yeah, there's a lot of diesel and dirt in our blood. And, you know, we really are growers ourselves, and we're building tools that growers would use.
And I think from what I've read about the company, what's unique about you guys is that you are predicting things, not just gathering data and using that to make future decisions, but you're kind of saying, hey, this is what's probably going to happen on your farm.
That's correct. I mean, we do predictive analytics, long-range weather forecasting, crop modeling. And there's a lot of companies in this space, and it's a really noisy space. But one of the things that makes us unique, I guess, is that we have made that jump to the predictive side of things. So out of all the companies in this space, you know, every one of them can tell you what happened. There's a couple of them that are very good at telling you what's happening in real time. We really are kind of that only one that has made that jump to what is going to happen over the next, you know, 2 weeks. And the reason for that, you know, everything that we do in farming is react. We're always making decisions based off of what happened yesterday or what happened, you know, last week or last month or even last year. The ability to be proactive about it, you know, to where we can start to say, you know, there's an 85% probability that that specific field is going to have gray leaf spot in 2 weeks. Okay, now that gives us an opportunity to go out, do some heavy scouting, and start to have a plan in place before that disease comes on and starts robbing yield. Or be able to see that, you know, it's the first week of June, but I can see that this cornfield is going to be 45 pounds short of nitrogen by the end of the season. Being able to see those types of things and actually make decisions and data-driven agronomic decisions, I think is going to be a huge benefit to growers going forward.
Well, I definitely agree. Who could argue with, you know, having these predictions to help you make decisions, cost savings, yield benefits, just the overall health of the crop. So if a farmer is interested in working with you, what are the steps that they need to take to start receiving this information and working with someone from Agrible?
The easiest way is to go to morningfarmreport.com. We also have a number of partners throughout the industry, people that we've partnered with. You know, we've got a partnership with ADM on their crop insurance side. So if a grower is using ADM crop insurance, you know, some of the basic weather forecasting and the hail reporting that we do, that's available to them through their ADM crop insurance agent. We've got a really neat thing going right now, too, with Illinois corn growers, where they can get a 90-day free trial looking at tractor time so that they can see soil workability and they can see what those predicted 4-inch soil temperatures could be.
Is there any sort of cost related to this? I'm assuming there is, but you talk about the Morning Farm Report being a website. Does that cost vary to each specific operation? Or
no, really what that is it is a subscription-based, $2,000 a year, regardless of acres. So, you know, if you've got 1,000 acres, if you've got 4,000 acres, you know, it's just a flat subscription rate. And it is, like you said, it is web-based, but we also know that a grower is not going to log onto a website every morning to see this information, especially when it's time to go. So what we've done is we've developed a morning email. It comes out around 5 o'clock every morning. That's really where the name Morning Farm Report kind of came from. And it's right there on my phone or my iPad. I can scroll through it. I can see each one of my fields. I can see where that is crop growth stage. I can see what the yield, weather limited yield is going to be on that field. I can see the workability. Can I get in that field today? Could I go and do something? And then rainfall and a number of other things are all listed in that email.
Jason Little of the Champaign, Illinois-based Agrible, and we'll be hearing more from Jason again tomorrow afternoon about the Green Means Go map that's available online through the Illinois Corn Growers Association. And that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.